The next patient is Ingrid Mejia. The last name is M-E-J-I-A. First name, I-N-G-R-I-D, like in Delta. 53-year-old Hispanic female that is followed in the practice because of the CKD stage 3A. The patient had a recent laboratory workup that was done on September the 19th, 2023. The creatinine is 1.4, the estimated EFR is 44. Serum electrolytes are within normal limits. Albumin 4.7. Protein creatinine ratio is 63 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The kidney function remains stable. Number two, arterial hypertension. Today, the patient had a blood pressure that is 118 over 97, and the reason is the patient has been complaining of a cervical type of pain that is going to be evaluated by the pain manager. The patient is in pain most of the time, and she has a coming up appointment. The recommendation was to stay away from the salt and the copious amount of fluid intake. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The patient was recently placed on Ozempic, and the Ozempic has made a difference. The patient has lost 4 pounds, and she continues with a good control of the blood sugar. Following number. The patient has a history of MGUS, MAGUS, MGUS, that was diagnosed initially in Miami. However, the Kaplan-Meier ratio here is 1. And the patient is no longer anemic. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is in a stable condition. There is no evidence of symptoms. And at this point, we are going to reevaluate this case in about 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested in 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.